Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my wonderful co-host. Hello, Mom. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Emily. Thanks for having me back.
Happy July, mid-July, yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whenever you're listening to this. I hope it's a happy day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that made me happy you just said that.
Wonderful. Yes. We're so excited to be sitting down and recording. We have a very fun show for you today. We're doing another round of Ask Anne, one of our more popular segments, probably the most popular, up there with Terry's top 10 and all the other fun that we have. So we're doing that today.
That's gonna be fun.
But yes, a lot of questions. We have a couple emails that I pulled up ahead of time. So how was your week? What's going on? Share some bows and lows.
I would be honored, Emily. I've been having a great week. I had a really nice weekend. I'll start with my low. Okay. It's just a wacky low.
Yes.
So on Friday morning, we have a physical therapist who will come to our house sometimes, which is dreamy. And we consider her almost part of our family now.
Because she's a dear friend.
she's just wonderful. So she does dry needling. She does this thing called Graston. This has nothing to do with my low, by the way. I'm just setting the scene.
Yes.
And she came on Friday morning, and I usually send out a text, does anybody need her? She's coming. So it's kind of a strange situation because she'll start, I mean, we think it's hilarious. So she worked on Elizabeth, and Elizabeth's neck was really tight. So she's laying on one couch. And then she had Claire on one couch, and she was dry needling because Claire's leg is bugging her, like her sciatic. I think Henry's too heavy or something. So that was happening. And then Elizabeth got up and I took the couch and she was dry needling, which is, if you don't know, it's sort of like acupuncture.
Yeah.
I'm building this up. This has nothing to do with the story, but I had 2 or 3 needles in my leg because my leg's been really tight. All of a sudden, Elizabeth's playing with Henry. Claire's on the couch. I'm on a couch. Terry's down in the basement working out, and you obviously were at your apartment. It was like there was a gunshot.
Yeah. I heard about this.
And we all kind of just stopped for a second, like, what just happened? Well, the guys that were cutting our grass were using a heavy-duty blower, and I think by accident, obviously, somehow the blower, in its powerfulness, blew a huge branch, because Elizabeth saw a huge branch, hit the center of our bay window in our kitchen eating area, shattered the window. And I don't think the guy even noticed because he had earphones on and the machine is loud. So he didn't even notice it. And we all are frozen, though, because we have needles in our body.
Right. Like, you can't move.
We can't move. And Elizabeth has the baby, and Claire and I, and the physical therapist is like, oh my God, what just happened?
That? Yeah.
So we had to take the needles out. And I went and talked to them, and luckily we got it all situated. I was on the phone, but it was hilarious because the physical therapist at one point was holding Henry because Elizabeth had to go to work. It was
mayhem.
And the window, you could hear it crackling. And I guess because it's two pane, just the backside had to be fixed. So the poor guy that came, he did a great job. He had never fixed the window before, but our builder sent him over. And it looks like we were ransacked or robbed or something.
Luckily, it's in the back of the house.
Yeah. So he had to collect it all. And then he took cardboard and taped it. And they're getting new windows. But that was crazy.
No, that was, and it was like so much was already going on in the house. And then on top of that,
it was so crazy. And the poor guy that did it and didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
He couldn't, he was like, oh my gosh, how did this even happen? I think it just all hit at the same, at the right spot.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was.
So that was kind of my low. And I'm just waiting. It's going to take a little while to get it fixed. But luckily, it didn't penetrate into the second window pane.
No, correct. Correct. The blower was not that heavy.
No. So that was just a crazy low.
That's a crazy low.
And nobody was hurt. That was not
on my bingo card, having a window shattered whatsoever.
No, and then Terry comes up from working out. He goes, what is going on? Like, he started kind of laughing, and it was just crazy because to see this window in a bazillion pieces.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think 100%.
Yeah, so the poor guy, he did a great job. He's running inside and outside, and he's like, I'm going to try it. I said, do whatever, and don't get hurt.
Yeah, don't get hurt with all the glass. Yeah, so that too.
That was my low. And then my bow, do you want to tell me your low?
My low was yesterday. Every day we get, not every day, but very frequently we get this First Watch order, which if you guys are not in the Midwest, First Watch is just like a healthy little restaurant,
yeah,
a grab and go type thing. And so we normally order it to the house. And for some reason, it said that it wasn't working. It said that like order delivery was not working. So I called and I said, hi, you know, we're looking to pick up. Can
it's
I just
Ann and Emily.
It's Ann and Emily who, you know, who order every single day. Like how we live for this lunch. Yeah. And she was like, yeah, like for some reason, DoorDash closed ordering for today. But if you want to just like do an order for pickup. So I say, okay, sure. Like we'll pick it up. Not really clocking why DoorDash wasn't working that day.
No.
So I get in my car and it's like 12:30. On a Monday in the middle of the summer, normally like this neighborhood is dead. You know, it's like it's quiet. I get there in 2 minutes and I'm pulling out of your house and I'm kind of going down the street and I see our neighbor who kind of lives further away and she has her purse on and she's wearing a hat. And I'm like, God, that's so weird. Where is she going? Like, and I had seen her a couple days earlier with a purse and like walking somewhere. So I was like, I don't know. She's really losing her mind. Like she
like keeps getting her purse and her hat.
Keeps getting her purse and her hat. Like where is she going in the middle of the day? And she was walking with a purpose. And then I kind of like make it past the light, make it past like the gas station. And I'm like, okay, like it's kind of busy, but like nothing out of the ordinary. And then I kind of kept seeing a lot of people walking around. So then there's like this ramp to take to cut through. So I start getting on the ramp and there it's wall to wall, car to car. And then people are trying to come in. I'm like, what's going on? So I text mom and then we realized, so there's this steam train. This is the craziest, like most Ohio Midwestern story that I'm
going across the country.
I know, but just like this exact moment. Yes. So this steam train is going across the country and it's called Big Boy.
Yes.
And at that exact moment at 1 o'clock, the steam train was coming through our little town and stopping at the train depot that is literally right near the First Watch. So I get stuck in all of this traffic. And I mean, everyone from Cleveland, I think, decided to show up to see the steam train. We had children being pushed in strollers. Every elderly person in a 50 mile radius had showed up. They had walking sticks. They had chairs. There were hats. I was like, I can't go get the food because it's like right where the train
is
stopping.
You would have to go past the depot.
The police were out. They're walking around. They're waving. They're handing out water. So I end up just getting stuck in this traffic and I'm like 2 minutes from my house.
I think it was 35 or 40 minutes.
I think it was 25.
Was it?
Because we ended up going up on the grass and just turning left. And I just went straight back home. I mean, there was no way that I was getting to First Watch because there was no parking. I mean, and then there was people parking their cars and walking all the way backed up to our house, basically. It was the craziest thing. And luckily, we do the same thing every day. We get our lunch. Sorry, I've been talking a while. We get our lunch and then we get our afternoon coffee at the same spot. And so I thought that by the time it was like 2:30, this would be wrapped up. The traffic, I don't know how you guys live in cities with traffic because we do not experience it.
No.
It was miles deep to get onto the highway. Miles. It was crazy. I'm like, of course, of all the days, like the steam train was stopping
in
our town.
And I think the steam train got to our town later than they had gauged.
Okay.
Because we did go outside. We were babysitting Henry and working. And we did hear it.
We did hear it. It finally got here, I think, way later than anticipated.
I am going to say, I do feel kind of bad, and I said it to you yesterday, that it doesn't interest me enough No. To walk there, to stand in a line. Like, my sister and my niece and my brother-in-law went because they wanted to go see it, and they didn't have any problem.
No, they didn't have any problem.
They weren't lying, but I just...
They also, I don't think, took a car. Like, they had their, like...
Yeah.
Like, there's no way they took a car.
Or they walked or something.
Or they walked. Yeah, well, yeah. Or something. I don't know how they got there. Yeah.
I wish that I had more of an interest in going.
No, there was no interest. I was panicked and I was like, I want to get home because I actually don't like loud noises like that. Like, I don't like being... trains kind of scare me. So then, like,
really?
Yeah, not really. I mean, yeah, kind of.
Well, like, this is a huge train.
It was just that the exact moment that I was going to get lunch, I was like, geez, where? And it started with this one neighbor who was walking with her purse and her hat. And I was like, all right, there's something, like, someone's got to check on her. Like, this is the second time I've seen her really walking. No, of course not.
Why did she need her purse?
Everyone had purses and hats and chairs and waters and strollers.
You know what? It was super exciting for people, like, if it was easy to walk there. But I think that people drove kind of far.
That's what I didn't like. I don't like when people who are not in our neighborhood come in our neighborhood. I see. That's like, but I've always been like that. I think it was cool that it stopped in where we live.
It is, because it's not a big space. There's nothing. There's not a lot of room. There's not a lot of parking.
No, yeah.
But I think it was pretty cool. My sister was texting. She said it was kind of hilarious, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, I think there were a lot of people. Like, I think it'd be really cute if, you know, little kids.
Oh, it was a perfect, like, summer activity, especially, like you said, if you were a mom and you had little kids.
Right.
But people were getting crazy and, like, parking up on, like,
like,
crazy,
off the side of the road.
Yeah, and, like, our little town police was like, yeah, you can't do that.
No.
And they were like, oh, really? And it's, like, a mom with, like, four kids. So it was just kind of a bananas situation for a Monday afternoon. So that was my low.
That was kind of cool, though, that big boy came through here.
It was cool. Yeah. 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 What would my beau be? I feel like we had a really fun weekend, Elizabeth and I. Friday and Saturday, we were out running around with friends, and there was just one funny story after another.
You guys had a blast.
Elizabeth's so hilarious when we're out. No, we had a great time. So, yeah, I would say my weekend was overall just a big beau and got some cool partnerships that came in for this week.
Oh, yeah,
which I'm
did.
Very excited about. And I am going to LTK Con again, which is another huge beau.
Yes.
So, yeah, just like really great vibes. It's been such a great summer.
It has.
Train and everything. Broken window and everything.
Yeah. My beau this week is that on Saturday, you know, I don't have that many thrilling field trips, you know, like on just a regular summer day.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, the stars aligned and Claire and I spent Saturday together.
Yes.
We had a ball. It started with me picking her up, and there's a new needlepoint shop, probably like 20 minutes from us. And the two of us went there and we met her girlfriend there.
Yes.
And you know what? It's really cute. I love the store. It's called Clover and Canvas. And we were both just really excited. Her husband, her family were all working there. We don't know her, but we met her that day. And it's very nice to have some thread nearby. It was fun.
Yes.
So we did that. She had really cute. She had like a flower bar when you walked in, and she had pretty balloons and food. So we did that. Then we went to a shopping event at a woman's house. And I wasn't quite sure how this would all go down, but Claire knew the woman that was hosting it. But we got invited because a gentleman who used to be a personal shopper at Saks, and obviously Saks is closed, he now works for the parent company. So he still has all of his contacts. He works for, I think it's Neiman Marcus.
Yeah.
He had a private shopping event at this woman's house, and he brought in all of these designer clothes, designer bags, from Neiman, Bergdorf, and Saks. It was so fun.
So fun.
Yes.
Just like having in-person shopping like that.
Yes. And it was great to see him. And Claire and I had a really fun time. They had champagne. They had food. And it was a beautiful home with it, like, right on the water. We had a great
time.
Seems
like you guys were having a ball.
We had a ball.
Yeah.
We really did. And then there were different people coming in that we randomly knew.
Oh.
But we didn't know that we knew. And then we met some new people. So the whole experience was really fun.
From top to bottom. And then didn't you get a massage after?
Yeah. And then it ended with, before we went to the shopping event, we went to a coffee shop that she had never been to before.
Oh, she'd never been there?
No.
Oh, my God.
So we went there. Oh, she was in heaven because everything was new and fun. And we had avocado toast, and then we went to the shopping event. And, you know, it was one of those wonderful days where the timing all lined up.
I was going to say you had it really well timed.
Yes. And then we went, and she had called the day before because I said, I would love to have a massage.
Yeah.
And the only thing they had available was a couple's massage. Take it. That sounds great.
Yeah.
So the two of us then went right from the shopping event and we had a wonderful massage. And then we ended the day at another coffee shop and had iced tea. It was.
You guys just cracked me up. Momming so hard.
Yeah. It was just the best day. And, you know, we see her all the time, but just one-on-one was really fun.
This was like a full fun day.
Yes.
Where she had some time.
She went home and Connor's family was there, which was great because I got to go in and see everybody and their nieces and nephews. So they were over for dinner. It was just a great
She had a huge weekend. She had like friends, friends with kids over on Friday. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
The kids are in the same story time together. So that was on Friday. She went to the zoo on Sunday with some other friends and Henry and Connor. So they just had like a really wholesome family weekend, which
was
really cute.
It was nice.
Yeah. They're always very busy. So
And then we all went out to dinner on Sunday night.
We celebrated Henry's 7-month birthday, which is really crazy that he's seven
months. Super
crazy. Like
that
seems super old. And I feel like, but just bigger than I thought.
Yes.
You know, he's still like 4 months in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, not physically, because I do feel like he looks older.
Right.
But he's so sweet. I love him so much. I had like a hydrangea needlepoint pillow finish that's in her office, and it's particularly tiny. And it was his new favorite thing yesterday. And then we were trying to get him to sleep. I'm like, Henry, what if you just put your little head down on this baby pillow and fall asleep? Like, I will say he kept trying to put it in his mouth.
Yes.
And I was like, you can't suck on the crushed velvet. I would like grab it from him. But no, he's so sweet.
We're actually
doing a Patreon episode with Claire and Connor tonight. So that's going to be really fun to have them over there as well. So subscribe if you want to hear from the couple. They've been on the show once together, but it was like years
right
ago.
After they got married.
Yeah. So this will be really fun to hear from them. So we're going to dive into Ask Anne. I'm going to start off with, I think we have one email and then everybody else came through in the direct messages, but the direct messages and some DMs are some, I'm sorry, the question box and the direct messages are lengthy. So we have a lot to work with. So,
okay.
All right, this first person wrote in and she said, "Hi, Emily. I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I'm planning a destination wedding for spring 2027 in Charleston, and I'm looking for some advice. My mom and I live in different states, and I can tell she really wants to be involved in the planning process. The problem is that a lot of the planning is easier for me to handle on my own or with my fiance, especially since we're making decisions together. Sometimes she also doesn't quite understand the vision I have for the wedding, which can make it harder to collaborate. I don't want to hurt her feelings because I know she just wants to help, but I also worry that trying to come up with tasks to delegate will end up being more stressful than just doing them myself. I want her to feel included and appreciated without creating unnecessary tension. Do you have any suggestions for how I can involve her in a meaningful way while still keeping the planning process manageable?"
Well, that's a little tricky because, of course, I'm on sort of, I can figure out like at how the mom's perspective is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I think you're just going to have to open communication. Like, this is, and I think sharing what you're doing might be sufficient enough.
I think so.
Because ultimately, your mom, it doesn't sound like she's being overbearing or anything like that. She just wants to be involved
in her daughter's
wedding. So my first thing was, is there some particular thing that you don't want to do that you just think that she could take over, and you know that she would do it the way your vision is? And that would be my one thing, is you do want to give her something to do because it sounds like she wants to be involved.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
So I don't know whether it's some sort of like a shower with like some sort of planning that she could do, but something that is not going to upset you, but you could utilize her in that capacity.
I think that's a great suggestion. Maybe find one thing you know she's going to be really, you know, great at. I think ultimately when you look back at this time, you would want her to be involved.
Yes. And also, I think that you're thinking, oh, we'll just do it. But delegating is a good idea.
In any scenario.
And you ultimately want her to be part of the planning. And sometimes, this might not be a popular topic, but sometimes I do think brides-to-be think that their person that they're engaged to, that the groom is super interested
yeah.
in way more than you think that the person is. So I do think
I would definitely find some things for the wedding for you and your mom to do.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be all of it.
You might regret it if you don't have something that you do with her.
Yes. Yes. Because she's dreamt of this day just as much as you have, her daughter's wedding. Yes. And I don't know if you have other siblings or what the case is, but.
And even if it's something as little as going with her, I know it's easier to order stuff online, but like going with her at some point to find a dress for her.
Oh, yes.
Or something like that. I just think, or if there's going to be a brunch the next day.
Yes.
If there's something, or helping with, if you're going to do something for out-of-town guests in the hotel. I just think that there are enough things and you could delegate.
I think you could delegate. And I think that it would go a lot further for the relationship and the actual sanity of the day and mm-hmm. everybody's feelings to just give her a few things. And then on top of that, just keep her in the loop maybe.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Verbally. It's not like she has to actually carry out a job, but just be like, oh my gosh, like send her a message and say, this is, you know, the three things we're doing right now. Like, I'll send you pictures.
Yeah. And then like she'll that. Just feel like she's part of it.
Yeah. I think that would, I think that's a good place to start.
I feel like she understands if you're not in the same location
right.
and everything.
Right. But I'd also be interested to see who's paying for this.
Right. I mean, if you and your fiance are paying for it, I do think that's a little bit of a different story.
Totally.
Because you really do want to have a say in how it is if you're paying the majority of it. But we don't know that.
But I could see maybe, but it doesn't sound like it, knowing nothing. If she were paying for it and then was also getting left out, I could see where this is coming from. Mm-hmm. But if it's being split, that's a different story. If you and right. your fiance are paying for it, I also get why she maybe isn't involved. So keep that into consideration. Again, I don't know the inner workings of that.
I wish I knew. I wish I have so yes. many questions.
We have so many questions. I think you guys underestimate how many details we enjoy,
yes.
you know, for
yes.
each story. So it is so vital for that. But yeah, I think just like open communication, like you said, mom, and maybe finding a few things to include her in would be yes. a great place to start.
Great. Right.
Great advice. Okay. How do you start decorating a new home? Currently moved and so much to do /start. I think that's the full question.
Well, that can be extremely overwhelming.
Yes.
And I do think that the best thing to do, because I just think about when we are going to go build our house, I just kept thinking, oh my gosh, what if I pick the wrong exterior? Like,
oh, sure.
I mean, oh my gosh. Like, that's just terrible.
Well, that would be the worst
yes.
thing.
Yes. So I do think that being decisive helps, and start gathering images of things that you like.
I love that.
Yeah. So before you willy-nilly just start doing a room, I would, if you ultimately want everything to be kind of cohesive, I would start gathering things that you like and honestly just laying things out.
Yeah.
And start with a color scheme. You know, if you want, like, I love white walls.
Yeah.
So you could go with something like that, but figure out what your color palette is, and then also determine maybe what your style is. And if it's the first time you've had a house, you might not know yet what your style is. So that is why it's super beneficial to look at images, Instagram. I always actually liked magazines. Like even when we bought, mm-hmm. when we started building our house, I went and got magazines and ripped out things.
That's a great idea. Maybe like go to the drugstore or Target and just get a bunch of magazines and start there. Mm-hmm. I also think if you're maybe overwhelmed with that, just like just break it into rooms. Like,
yes,
we need to have the kitchen and the family room done and then we'll go from there. Because right. I can definitely understand that. I can sometimes get overwhelmed from a big project, but just breaking it up into chunks.
Yes. But before you do it, I think you have to have an idea of
course.
Yes. yeah. Like you, so that everything eventually is a little bit more cohesive, but great idea. Start with one room at a time then.
Totally. Okay. This is a very interesting question. I don't even know what the answer is, but what is the biggest assumption about Anne that isn't true?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
That's such a funny question. I think people don't realize how fun and funny you are.
Oh.
You're really fun. Like every day. You're
so
fun. Like we are laughing. Like we think we're the funniest people. And like she is so... Like, she just, like, is funny and silly all the time, too.
Probably people wouldn't think that, probably.
No, but I know that. Yeah. I mean, yeah, with your family and stuff, like, you love to giggle and, like, you are just very funny.
I like a good bit.
She loves a bit. She's got a great sense of humor. I think that would maybe be something. Because everyone knows you're organized and you have systems and you're obviously gorgeous and you have great hair.
I don't know about that, but.
And style, but she's really, really funny, too.
Okay, that's nice.
I'll answer that question for you. You're right. Wait, okay, this is somebody else. These people are crazy. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, you guys are so funny. What? Someone said, has Anne ever gotten drunk, maybe early 20s?
Oh, yeah. I've gotten drunk.
But, like, rarely. Like, we never.
Rarely.
Yes. No, rarely, rarely.
Honestly, I did not drink till after I was 21.
Yeah.
And I got drunk. I think the first time I got drunk, I was in a wedding that I didn't want to be. It was a sorority sister, and she was, like, 2 or 3 years older than me. Frankly, I was afraid of her.
Oh, yeah.
And I was asked to read in her wedding, and I hadn't grad. I think it was right after my junior year of college, maybe. No, it was after my senior. I had graduated. So I'm in this wedding. I'm supposed to be a reader. And like 3 weeks before the wedding, she said somebody backed out, and she had like 14 bridesmaids. I think she was just collecting anyone and everyone. And she said, I have the dress. I need you now to be in the wedding.
I remember this story.
Yes. Yeah, so I was in the wedding, and it was this huge Italian wedding, and it was beautiful, and I really hadn't been to that many, and I sat up at the head table, and it was I think a 7-course dinner, and it was a different wine.
I got
obliterated. And it wasn't like a fun because I sat there the whole time, and I really didn't know many of the people, and I remember like one of her brothers was next to me, and he was older and had a family. And it was like by accident. And I was testing each thing.
That's such an Ian story still.
I mean, obliterated. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
But I really don't. I don't like not feeling well the next day. No. I have too many things to do.
And she's like, the drinking for us even went, like, shots were like the worst possible thing.
Oh.
Like, it was up there with criminal activity. Criminal activity was like.
Even to this day, I know my best friend Megan from college, her husband gave me a double shot one time. I think I just recovered from it recently, and it was like 15 years ago. It ruined my whole day the next day, because I really hadn't done. People will come up, and ever since I was younger, I don't do shots.
No, like, and we joke about it too. Like when we're out and stuff, like we'll try and tell. We'll be like, no, like shots to us were like breaking the law. Like, it was just the worst thing that you could do, and it wasn't discussed. Like, it really was just not like, and it still cracks us up.
I would still like to enjoy the drink that I'm having. Like, I love a cocktail. I love a martini.
Yeah.
I like to drink, but a shot, like, I mean, how are you savoring anything? Like, I just don't think.
You love, like, yeah, you usually have, like, one, maybe two drinks. My favorite is, like, oh, my God, that martini hit me sideways. And it's, like, one martini on a Friday. So, yeah, to answer that question, no, I don't really think I've ever seen you drunk. That's also a misconception, I think, across the board with our family. Like, I think that you guys think that we drink a lot more than we do. Mm. And I think it's because we just post every time there's a cocktail. But, like, we're really, like, we didn't grow up with, like, you guys would always just have, like, one or two glasses of wine, like, on the weekends.
Yes. When you guys were little, I didn't even drink during the week.
No, you didn't. Again, a criminal activity. Like, that in my mind was, like, it's the week. Like, and then Dad on the weekends, like, when we were very young, like, we'd have piano lessons on Friday, and he would go pick up dinner. He'd get, like, those chicken club sandwiches, and then he would make apple martinis.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was thrilling.
So that is, like, the extent of, like, the drinking.
And I never liked beer.
No, you were not.
So I think that's, like, in college, everyone loves beer. I just never, ever liked it.
No.
So I think that's another reason. I mean, you're not going to go out in college and be like, can I have a glass of wine?
Right. Like, you might. You might have done that.
I did not. I tried to be cooler. I would, like, hold the beer. I just have never. I want to like beer.
Yeah,
like,
no.
There's certain. I just am not at all a beer drinker.
You like wine, rosé, or a martini? A Cosmo you like?
Oh, I like a Cosmo.
You like a Cosmo. There's certain things that Anne likes, and then there's certain things that, like, you would never have.
Right.
Like, you never have a spritz.
Oh, I like a Hugo spritz. Okay. I do not like an Aperol spritz. but I love a Hugo spritz, but I got to be in the mood.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a very specific situation. But like, we still to this day will just order, like if we're all out to dinner as a family, like it's crazy if we order two drinks. It's insane if dad orders a bottle of wine. We're like, whoa.
Insane. Geez. It's like a party.
It's a party. Yeah. And that's only happened now that we're all like adults. And right. Honestly, like with Connor, like there's another man. How did a bug get down in the studio?
I don't know.
So annoying. We're all so far down in the basement. Crazy. But yeah, that is such a funny question.
And I love that question.
We get that a lot. People will swipe over. I think you guys think we drink a lot more coffee than we do, and that we drink more alcohol than we do, and we really don't. Like we just talk about it. I think is the problem. Like, because yeah. we love a cocktail, but we definitely savor. I think savor is the word. Yeah.
Yes, I would say so. I mean, I love a margarita, but not all the time. Right. I got to really be, and so I really do think. You know, for a while in the winter, a couple winters ago, I had a Manhattan up at this one particular restaurant. I had to stop with those. I didn't feel I don't like the way I feel the next day.
You
with
told me
one
that.
Manhattan.
And what's in a Manhattan? What kind of?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
It's a delicious cherry that's in it. And I saw an older woman drinking it a couple winters ago. And I didn't even know that that's what it was, a Manhattan.
It's very chic. It's definitely a winter drink. But yeah, you did mention it's always, okay, that hit me sideways. You know, and it's like just so funny.
One drink.
But yeah, no, as far as like drunk or shots, I was like, oh, you're going to prison. So like have fun in prison.
Okay. And a Jello shot is like,
oh my god! I thought Jello shots were
not.
Like you were on heroin, like you were on some sort of acid or like drug.
I don't think I ever like. I must have just said I never did shots. Like I would panic sometimes, like in college, if people were walking around with Jello shots. I'm like, first of all, I don't like Jello.
No.
And then a Jello shot.
No, not at all.
I think the little cups are cute, but. No way, Jose.
So no, anyway, that's really funny.
I
don't even know how we got on that topic, but it does always crack me up. Okay, have you guys ever had a pet? Would you ever get one? Have you ever asked for one? That's another funny question.
This is a funny question, but I like it. We had, first of all, nobody really, when you were little, asked for a dog, wanted a dog. Neither Terry nor I grew up with pets. I take that back. My sister had a rabbit named Sneakers. That lived in a hutch in our backyard.
It's so random.
And I had really nothing to do with it. She would sometimes put a leash on it and it would hop around. And I mean, she had to take care of it. So I think that was good, but it rarely came in the house. And then we had a bird, a parakeet. I don't know why we got one. We loved, his name was Cookie. And we were kind of little when we went to get it. And he lived for like 9 years. And my mom called him like a watchbird. He hung in a pretty little cage in the corner of our kitchen. So when the girls did ask for pets, I went with the bird. Because I was like, I can handle this.
Yeah.
And we could get like a pretty bird cage.
Yeah.
And two of them died within like a 3 or 4 month period. And we were going to church one day and Claire took the cover off and the bird was dead and they sobbed through the whole mass.
It was
I
like
felt
bloody.
Terrible.
It was really disturbing.
Like a crime scene.
It was like a crime scene and we were younger. We were all, and then we like were sobbing in church
terrible.
And really just pray about it. That's literally what you said to us.
I know. Just pray about it. So then we got another bird and that thing died very quickly. And I said, girls, we can't get another one. I mean, I pictured my face up at the pet shop.
Right,
like,
right.
Don't sell this woman a bird.
Right.
So after that, nobody really...
No. Like, we... Mm-mm. I'm afraid of dogs. I don't know if that's a hot take. I've always been afraid of dogs. I like a little dog, but I get freaked out by big dogs. I always have. I think they know that I'm afraid of them. Mm-hmm. I think dogs are beautiful, and I think they are, like, great for families and stuff, but I'm, like, really... I'm also just kind of, like... afraid of wildlife, like you guys know I'm like
the bird that
like the bird that
you.
Attacked me. Honestly, after that happened I was really shaken up. I'm afraid of, like, honestly, deer freak me out when I'm on a walk, like I'm too close to them. I've never liked squirrels. Like I think animals are beautiful, but I'm personally afraid of, like, I don't know what I think that they're gonna do to me,
right?
But I always go worst case scenario, so
right.
Definitely. I remember one time. I used to tell this one story because it is ingrained in me. Do you remember? I was over, this was in high school. It must have been my freshman or sophomore year. We were all over at, her name was Madeline. Do you remember Madeline?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She had this big dog and it was a sweet dog, but I don't know if it was trained or I think it was a new dog. And like the dog definitely just knew that I was afraid of dogs. Like it was nothing personal. So we all go over to the house and the dog had been put away and there was like guys and girls at this house. And they had like one of those staircases that it like met in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And the dog escaped the cage and came and found me, and I just remember was chasing after me, and there was she was like the mom and my friend and like the dad and some of the guys were trying to pull the dog, and it was like I was wearing yoga pants.
Oh my
and
gosh! Came,
and I'm like going up the stairs,
freaking
and
out.
I were like screaming, freaking out, trying to get this dog off, and
which it, probably made the dog crazier.
And then it would
like
let
he
loose,
was playing.
And they would come back and kind of like attack. Low-key attacked me. Like, I wasn't hurt.
Right.
But definitely scared.
And he thought you were playing. You know, when you were younger, we were in a hotel, and you could have, there was like a residence attached to the hotel.
Yes.
And we were getting off an elevator, and the door opened, and you stepped to get out, and a dog was waiting with his owner.
Yeah, a big one.
A big, huge dog. And you were little.
Yeah.
And he, the dog, like, yipped at your leg.
Yeah.
And I think that had a lot to do with it. Like, it was sort of shocking for all
of us. No, I've actually had a lot of dogs attack me. So I had like that at my friend's house, that when I was little, when we were also little. I remember we were with Uncle Dan. You weren't there, and it was all the cousins. This was really scary. And I was like, I felt like I was kind of like little when I was younger. Like, I just kind of was like, well, you know, like
you were slight.
I was slight. I just seemed like a little, kind of like a weak, fragile girl. So I remember we were at this park, and there was a untrained, like a rabid dog. What is the word?
Oh my God. I can't think of the word. Everyone is listening right now. And
they know
filling
the word.
It in. Rabid?
Oh, rabid. Like
a rabid dog?
A rabid dog. I should really look this up. I'm probably yelling into the phone like you two idiots. But anyway, we're in the park and it was just a loose dog. And I remember it had like a stick in its mouth and it came and it charged at all the kids. And we were picnic tables, like screaming, crying. We were so scared and it wouldn't get away from us. And luckily Uncle Dan took care of it and like got the dog away from all of us. He was very good at it.
Yeah.
And like protected the kids mostly. Right. I mean, I was like, you could imagine I'm up on the picnic table shaking.
Hysterical.
And I was little. I think I was like 5 or 6. So yeah, I have always been afraid of dogs. And even to this day, like if I'm walking, like I will stand behind somebody or.
Oh yeah, I agree with you. I'm a little leery and I know that there are wonderful dogs and people have amazing dogs. But when you don't have your own dog,
they're really scary.
They kind of are scary. I'm going to add another thing to this story. The shopping event that we went to, when I rang the doorbell on Saturday, the barking that occurred, Claire and I both took 2 steps back from the front door. And the personal shopper guy opened the door. Well, it's not his house, so it wasn't his dog. Guys, there was a pony. It was, I don't even know the name of it. Connor knew the name of it. And it's a pretty dog and it's nice. But the bark, I saw the cage. The cage looked like it was Clifford the Big Red Dog's
cage. Oh my gosh.
This dog. And yeah. I said to the person, I said, you know, I'm actually a little nervous. And of course, the dog knows
they know.
You're nervous.
No, they know. That's the
and
thing.
Then they are around us. And he was a very nice dog. But I just think it's alarming to have that fierce bark when you ring the doorbell.
Because I think it's like when you have dogs, you're so comfortable with dogs. And then when you don't have dogs, you're so uncomfortable with dogs. Not because like you don't like I'm just genuinely afraid.
Them.
I'm just genuinely afraid. I honestly though, I've been attacked about 3 times by dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never had a weird experience with like a tiny little dog, but even like holding the dog, I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, right.
You know,
right.
Like I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. I'm 6 years old back on a picnic table.
No, I understand.
Crying hysterically while Uncle Dan is taking care of this dog.
We just aren't equipped. Like I just am not equipped. I remember years ago when you were little, a neighbor's dog got underneath the fence.
Uh-huh.
And I knew whose dog it was. And I'm looking at this dog. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to pick you up.
Did you?
Yes. And my friend was laughing because she was like, this is quite the sight.
Like picking up a dog is crazy to me.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know how to pick up a dog.
Mm-mm.
So you're all probably laughing. But I am jealous too of like when I see, sometimes I like will see families and they have those pretty pretty like King Cavaliers or like a cute little Labradoodle, a cute like little white one, like walk around the neighborhood or like,
yeah,
there's very pretty Labradoodles. Like, I mean, everybody in the neighborhood has dogs and like I like seeing them.
Yes.
I'm just a little too terrified. So that's the answer to that question.
That's a funny question. Yes. I liked it. We don't have,
there's actually a lot of more questions about you. Anne is the best. Does she ever dress down or is she always so beautiful? Dressed so beautifully.
Oh, that's nice. I, well, what would you say?
You're in, you have like sets, like athleisure sets.
That's or my
like,
dressing down.
Yeah, like she has like athleisure sets, like from Addison Bae or Viore or
I have cute Varley sets.
Sorry, Varley, that's what I meant. Yeah, you have sets. Like she'll have like a full, like if she's at the lake and it's in the morning, she'll put on like a matching tennis skirt and like a pullover with like a matching top.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah. And then in the morning when I get up, I usually put on, because we have the air conditioning on, it's kind of chilly, I will put on, same thing, like if I'm going to go work out, I usually wake up and I have leggings on and a coordinating zip up.
Yeah.
Or a little tennis skirt.
She's always like in the, but it's like always in the morning.
Right. Like I don't have like old yucky clothes.
No, no. Literally nothing is old or yucky. Like she just, it's gone before it's.
Yeah, but that would be my relaxing look, would be a Varley set.
Yeah. And then in the evening, you'll just like get ready for bed and put your pajamas on.
Yes. And I think we've talked about my pajama situation. I put on pants and matching top pajamas and usually like a Barefoot Dreams, or I have those Athleta like angel bat wing.
Yep.
Little things. So that's what I'll watch TV in. But then I change into a shorts outfit.
Yes.
When I go to bed, because I get too hot.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. But other than that, honestly, no.
No.
Like a couple weeks ago, you were just going to lunch with like two of your girlfriends and you were going to a casual spot. It was like a First Watch adjacent and she had like white pants, like a pretty pullover, or not a pullover, like a button down and like loafers. And she goes, I just feel like I really got to get myself together. I go, Mom, like that to you is dressed down.
Yes.
No,
but you always look nice. I actually have trouble going to something where you would be expected to dress really down.
Yeah, we've talked about, have we said,
we've talked about
the Moira Rose on the podcast?
Yeah, we said that. And my most difficult category of getting dressed is a sporting event.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did someone, oh, she attached her email in my DMs. That was so nice of her. Don't worry, girl, I got it. All right, next question. Best advice for non-morning people to get up earlier and actually have time before work? That's a good question.
What do you think? Because I feel like you're not.
I'm not. I'm definitely a night person. Owl, but I like, you know, I've been forcing myself to be a morning person. I just like set 1600 alarms. That's honestly what I do. Like I set so many alarms to the point where like I have to get up. So.
Right. And you've tried over the years. A lot of people swear by the hatch.
People love their hatch. I would definitely circle back to a hatch. Where did my hatch go?
I was thinking the same thing.
Which is fine. I just used my good old phone. I also have had like a real alarm clock before, which is good. Yes.
And haven't you set the real alarm clock like far away from your bed?
I've done that. Yeah. I've done lots of things. Now I'm just like waking up naturally. So it's fine at like, I probably wake up naturally at like 6:30 and then go back to sleep for like another half hour. And then I'm up.
And I do think that if you, even if you stay up really late, if you just keep making yourself get up early.
Oh, I stay up really late. I went to bed at midnight last night. Like the problem is I cannot go to bed early. But I just have to get up. You know what I mean? So that's not good either. So I just need to work on going
to
bed.
So I was going to say, if you keep getting up early, maybe it would wear you out. So you would go to bed earlier. But that doesn't seem to be happening.
You get a second wind. Yeah. And I like getting stuff done at night.
You got to get into bed before the second wind.
Sometimes I think about that. But that hits at me at like 8 o'clock. It's like so early.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like when I'm so tired, I'm like, wait, what if I just got into bed at 7:30 or 8?
Right.
And then like needle pointed for a little bit, and then by the time I'm actually asleep, it would probably be like 9 o'clock. So
right, and honestly, being off your phone at night,
I'm not good about that. To be honest, I'm on my phone,
and that just gets y'all keeps you wired up, and you're wired.
Yeah.
Hope that helps.
Hope that helps. Yes. Okay. Next question. How do you organize needlepoint, leftover threads, tulle, etc.? Thank you.
Great question, and it is like a whole other organizing thing. I don't have the best system, but it's not too bad. I have a little bookcase and I just have small square clear organizers.
Yeah.
And when I'm done with a project, if the thread is, if there's a substantial amount to keep, I have them kind of organized by color.
Yeah.
And That's what I've been trying to do.
I think gather
all of your needlepoint stuff. And I'm really good about when I'm done with a project, like taking everything out of the project bag and throwing away the like miscellaneous things and then putting the other stuff away.
Yeah, I think that's a good answer.
And I have one of those magnetic dishes like to keep needle minders and needles. And that's all in one spot.
How long have you been needlepointing? Do you know a lot of stitches?
Oh, well, that's a fun question. I would say I've been needlepointing for maybe 4 years. And in the last year, I've learned a lot more stitches. Yeah. I don't think I know a lot, but I've learned more.
I feel like you know, I mean, obviously more than we do. So like, you know kind of a lot.
And one of the things I do is the needlepoint accounts that I follow on Instagram, if I see a finish, that's why I like those Finishing Friday things, I'll screenshot and then I'll put it in a folder or something so that I remember. Like the other day I screenshotted one to show Claire because it was the same thing she has, a hungry caterpillar. And I said, look how they finished, like this stitch in the background.
Yes.
So I try to do that to remind myself.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, switching gears, parenting advice for challenging kids. She alluded to Elizabeth being tough. Elizabeth was, when she was little, like she was just like a maniac.
She just had way more energy than the two of you.
Yeah, like little.
She was different from
she
me.
She was like
the two of you.
From the two of us, exactly. Like Claire was very much the oldest. I was like always near you, I feel like very much like just quieter. And then, so she was compared to the two of us a lot. She would just like tear out of places or run a, like, you know, just get going really fast.
Wouldn't wear a coat. Wouldn't put socks on. No tights. It's the dead of winter. And she
had like a real tactile thing for a while. Did. She didn't like getting dressed.
Turtlenecks, nothing.
Yeah. I was talking to her the other day and she said she still has a weird thing with socks.
Yeah she said
to
that.
To this day, she does, which is really funny.
Yeah.
So.
But I think as best you can, setting up routines and being consistent.
Yes. She wasn't like behavioral. She was just like when she would go to school, like she was always good.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
like she just at home would maybe like always listen.
Who's more feisty.
Feisty. Honestly, she still is feisty. It's just been channeled positively.
Yes. And I do remember with her, and it worked really well, like a reward system. I would go to the Dollar Tree and I had a checklist that was laminated, and I just got really regimented with her. Like you have to brush your teeth, like whatever the four things were in the morning. She would have to bring me the checked off list.
I remember that.
Yes. And then when she was done with her breakfast and everything, she could pick something from this, you know, little bin of things that I would rotate.
You're always laminating charts.
Always. Always. Especially for her.
Always laminating charts.
Yeah. And for a while, and it would stay in the bathroom and then she would bring it down.
And you started making her go to bed really early, too.
Yes. And that helped tremendously because I decided she was exhausted.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of it was her trying to keep up with the older two. So that would be my, you know, my biggest suggestion is routines and following through.
You did always stay on her. That was also probably it. Okay. Favorite cookbooks for easy, reliable recipes? That's a great question.
That's a really good question. My favorite cookbook is one that's no longer available. It was a local little junior women's club cookbook that I love. So I would say trying to find something like that is always good. But I do have one that I really like that is all crock pot recipes that I've had for a while. It was from Cooking Light. I do like Half Bake Harvest. Like her first cookbook is good. I hate to say this, I have cookbooks, but I tend to get my day-to-day recipes from online.
Yeah, I feel like you like look stuff up. But I also feel like you have the like your tried and true recipes that you stick to.
Right.
Which is also good. But you also like getting new recipes like sent to you from friends and stuff. Like
that's my favorite
thing. Your cookbook
thing.
Club and you guys are always like talking about that kind, like with the new cookbooks that you bring to the luncheons. So that's also fun.
But, and I do think, and if you're, I don't have a good suggestion. I should look for one that is like guaranteed. You know what is always good is Ina Garten. I always think she's got some good easy ones. But I do remember like when you guys were little, some moms doing like an event where you would all come and bring your favorite recipe.
Oh, cute.
And it was an opportunity to then share recipes because those are my favorite ones in a recipe box that I have from friends from years ago.
That's also nice. Mm-hmm. That's a cute birthday idea or like summer get together.
Yeah. Even if you got some of your friends, you don't even have to make them. Just all come over for a drink and a couple appetizers, but bring a copy of your favorite recipe for everyone.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Someone should do that. Listen, yeah, that's a great cute. Idea, Mom. Mm-hmm. What is something you never leave the home without?
Lipstick.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Always lipstick. Have, yeah, or yes. A lip gloss of yeah. some sort.
No, the house could be burning down and she would need to reapply her lipstick. Not actually. You do always have your lipstick. Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. Does Anne ever have a messy house? Tips and tricks for staying on top of it. They really want to know the inside of it.
I know. I wish
guys,
I could.
Anne is never messy or disheveled or not put together. Like, I hate to break it to you. That's just the way it is.
I mean, the house, like Henry was here yesterday afternoon, and of course there's burp cloths and bibs and his play mat. Like, we live in our house. Like, sure. The activity table's there. I've got the diaper changing thing. It's all over the floor. But I pick it. I always pick it up at the end of the day. And maybe I just like that routine or...
Yes.
And I put everything back.
And I think everything always has a spot.
Right.
And obviously, like, in this new house, there is more space. So I think with more people, it's a lot easier. But even growing up, like, our house was always very neat and tidy. Or, like, the basement would be the section where we would be playing. And you just knew, like, that's where everything right. was going to stay.
Or if you're into a big project. Like, we have a room where the furnace is and everything. That is not my pride and joy.
Yeah, but it's still very neat.
Yeah, it's not bad. I have wrapping.
It's still great. It's still perfect.
But I have wrapping paper and I have stuff and I have extra furniture and it's not trashed or anything, but it's not super neat.
I know what you mean though, guys. Like I even like at my apartment, like because I feel like I always have like clothes. Like I have like two bags of clothes in my closet right now that have just been sitting there. Like you probably wouldn't have let that.
And I have that. Like I have like I'll get to it eventually, but I do stash some things and then but it doesn't. I don't think that I let things remain there for weeks and weeks and weeks.
No, I would say she addresses it quickly. Like, even yeah. if there's, like, a small mess during the day or just, like, things out from, like, packages or whatever, like, it's put away by the end of the day. So I think a little, like, 10-minute reset in the right. beginning or the ending of the day would probably be the best yeah. suggestion. Mm-hmm. Okay. When to tell family about pregnancy? We live abroad and I am 6 weeks. I will see them in person when I am 12 weeks and feel like that will be special, but also want to tell now?
I think you should tell whenever you feel like telling because they are your family and they're going to be excited.
Yes.
I think people worry about telling and then God forbid if something happens to the baby, you have to then go and undo that news with people.
Sure.
So you just have to be aware of that.
Maybe start with your mom if you feel like this mm-hmm. is like something that...
Because you probably are bursting to tell someone.
Right. So
but just
mom.
Know if you tell... Like, yeah. your mom's not going to tell anyone.
No, no. I would start with your mom.
And you are abroad, so I feel like you get a special dispensation
yes,
of
totally.
Sorts. Like,
yes, I agree with that.
A pass, a free pass.
Okay, I want to get a house cleaner, but my husband is reluctant to spend the money. I'm pregnant and I have a 4-year-old and 2 dogs. How can I convince him it's worth $500 a month? How to navigate? Oh, that's somebody else. Okay, that was the end of the question.
Is it $500 a month?
Yeah.
And she wants one how often? Every week?
Maybe, she didn't say.
Okay, so my suggestion is to just maybe do it once a month or don't do it every week, but do it once a month and see if anyone, meaning your husband, notices a difference.
Yeah.
Would that be a good plan?
I mean, I would just say we're getting it, so.
Yeah.
That's how I would handle that. We're getting it.
I do think if you aren't the main person cleaning, you maybe don't understand what the problem is, but it's mind-numbing, as everyone knows.
And it's a ton of work.
And it's a ton of work, and you're pregnant, and you have a 4-year-old, and... I will say that the benefit of having a cleaning person, so let's say you just said, you know what, honey, while I'm pregnant, I'm going to do this for once every other week or once a month because I really need this.
You're pregnant.
I will forfeit, and you can, like you have to make choices, but I think it would be worth forfeiting some other things. Maybe we don't go out to dinner, like something else so that you could have the budget to do this.
Yeah.
But I just think that it's extra time then that you can spend with your children and your family. And it forces you, when the cleaning people are coming, it forces you to pick everything up and get it in a position so that it can be cleaned.
Yeah, I think it's just a great deadline.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm all for cleaning people because I think it frees up your time.
That's a great thing to delegate within life.
It is. And it gives the cleaning people a job.
Right. And you're pregnant. So I think whatever mm-hmm. you say kind of goes right now. So keep but us
maybe
updated.
A compromise of maybe not every week.
Or but. Say just while I am pregnant right now, we're going to do that. And then maybe it is so, but I mean, it's so beneficial that he will see, you know what, this is a great little routine. And then you keep up with it because at this point you'll have a newborn and you're not going to go back to doing that. So
right. And I will say I regularly had a cleaning person when I was pregnant with Elizabeth, and my mom and dad treated me to it, which was a really nice gift.
That was nice.
Yes. Well, like for the end of my pregnancy. And then everyone got used to it. And so we just kept it going.
Totally. Yeah. Okay. I think that's a good suggestion and keep us updated for sure.
Yeah.
How to navigate splitting holidays with your parents versus in-laws versus your own husband / kids, period. Why do I feel like I'm missing questions? I think that was it though.
Okay. So you want to spend time with your own nuclear family, but then your in-laws and your parents.
Yes. Correct. She's just trying to figure out how to manage it all with all the families.
It's very difficult. But I do think now that you have your own children and your husband, your traditions take priority.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it that you exclude everyone else, but I'm going to just say Christmas morning. That seems to be a sacred time for your husband and your kids. If you believe in Santa Claus and all of that kind of stuff.
Sure.
I think that would be the time that you would want for your own family and then kind of go from there.
Yes.
But also don't ruin the holiday by trying to be at six different places.
And also, like, I don't know if you guys live out of town or how like close you are throughout the rest of the year with family and stuff, but I think like the pressure of having it be on that exact day like can get overwhelming. So yes. Maybe kind of make another plan and be like, we'll actually spend more time with you outside of this one specific day.
And be proactive.
Yes.
Don't let it just all like passive aggressively happen and you're trying to figure out, just be proactive and come up with a plan.
Yes. And come up with a plan. And maybe, like you said, like building some goodwill around planning some days with just your husband's family, like doing that outside of a holiday. So then mm-hmm. maybe when it does come to I like how the unmarried person talks about this.
I'm shaking my head. I'm like, yes, right. Absolutely. Great idea.
But then like when the holiday does come, you know, it might not be as
right.
Oh, my gosh, they're never around because you do see them. So,
yes.
I mean, I feel like Claire and Connor do a great job of like, you know, seeing his in-laws all the time, seeing her in-laws. Connor's parents, you get
yes.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
And especially like with kids and stuff, they definitely want to see. I mean, Henry's changing so often. So it's like you just need to be open and flexible.
Correct.
Flexible was the word I was looking for.
Yes.
Coming from, once again, somebody who has zero experience. So I definitely think you should take my advice between the two of us. Okay. What else? School morning tips. 3 kids, each starting a new school. K, middle school, and junior high. Good God. Well, number one, enjoy summer.
Yeah, right. I always had that. They were never in the, you guys were never in the same school at the same time.
We never were.
You have to be organized. It's the only thing I can say is you have to get your act together.
Totally.
And don't stress out about it because I do think some people get into the hyperness of this is so crazy. It's not. It's normal to have kids in different schools. Don't you think?
One thing about Anna is like she's not going to fall into the trap.
I think you got to gear up and you got to be ready because you do have them at 3 different buildings and it's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. But also
it'll be exciting.
It'll be exciting.
And I like it because everyone has their own experience.
Yeah, that's true actually.
And they do have, I mean, I think it's difficult sometimes if you have 3 kids in one building and you've got to try and get to everybody's stuff and it's all on the same night. So it is busy. You are in a very busy time of your life with 3 kids in 3 different buildings. So I would just make sure you're prepared.
Busy season of life. Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. But I feel like, I don't know, I feel like you kind of look back on it sometimes. And, I mean, we stuck around and we're still in a very busy season of life. But then when your kids are all gone, you're like, wait, that was so fun.
It is fleeting.
Again, it's coming fleeting. From the, you know, non-married, non-mother person who's never raised kids. It's amazing how I love to give just my advice.
Yeah,
but I think we're going to wrap up today for Anne's advice. And then we're going to come back next week because we still have a lot more questions. But I don't want the editing process to get too long. And I feel like this was a fun little episode.
This was great. Episode. And also, I have been working on Nordstrom mood boards. So I'm going to finish that now that we're done. And if you are not subscribed to our newsletter, please do subscribe on the Emily Owen Bowes website, because we're trying to be very good about every week sending some sort of little email newsletter.
Yes, you spearhead the newsletters, like you said, and you've been doing a whole roundup on the Nordstrom anniversary sale. And then a lot of you submitted your emails on my Instagram stories. That's actually what our intern was working on today. She was inputting, which was honestly tremendous work.
Tremendous.
Because that was, I mean, it took her 2 hours because we had great. So many emails.
Yes.
But yes, you could go and subscribe on our emilyowenbowes.com. Newsletters are fun. Newsletters are great. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're pop simple. Up in your email. We pop up in your ear. We pop up on your Instagram. We're never going away.
So. And they're just like, I think for July 4th, before that, I did like a recipe and just different fun July 4th things. Last week, we did, Laura had done some adorable mood boards for wedding guest looks, and we compiled those and sent it in a newsletter.
Yeah.
It's not a huge commitment, and it's just a little note from Emily O.
Yes, just a little note popping in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, be sure to subscribe to that. As always, we're going to have our 2 episodes this month for Patreon. We hope you guys are having a great July, and, you know, don't get stuck in a line on the way to a steam train. Right. And make sure your branches aren't getting blown into your windows.
Yeah.
And, you know, see, everyone is busy. I love reading these questions because I just see how much is going on, and you guys are doing wonderful, and we hope that our show is just a little escape in your busy lives. And thank you as always for supporting us. I just wanted to say
it's
that.
It's really
and thanks,
nice.
Thanks, Mom, for joining us today as well.
Of course.
All right, perfect. We will see you guys next week for another episode. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic stuff, like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist! Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.